The wife and daughter of a Delaware inmate who died of a medical condition while in prison has sued the health care providers for the Department of Correction. The complaint filed last week asserts 49-year-old Luis Cabrera died in November of 2018 of a perforated ulcer after medical staff allegedly ignored his symptoms and failed to provide adequate medical care. From the Delaware desk, Zoe Reed has more on the lawsuit against Connections, Community Support Programs, and Department of Corrections staff.
Medical records show Cabrera complained of severe stomach pain over a three-day period before dying in his cell. Cabrera, serving life sentences for murder, complained of sharp pain so severe he was unable to stand. But nurses reported he wasn't in acute medical distress, and after some tests, medical staff provided indigestion and irritable bowel medication. Attorney Stephen Hampton represents Cabrera's widow and daughter, who seek compensatory damages. He says the defendants were criminally negligent because they allegedly ignored his symptoms.
They watched the man in agony, writhing in pain, being so sick he couldn't even come to the door of the cell, and telling them he thinks it's his appendix. When they did the autopsy, he had 2 liters of fluid in his abdominal cavity, so you can imagine, how could you get 2 liters of fluid in your abdominal cavity and nobody notices?
He says staff should have transported him to the hospital to receive a CT scan and surgery. The Department of Correction and Connections say it can't comment on pending litigation, but a Connections spokesman says that it's developed policies and procedures to react quickly and effectively to the medical needs of anyone they serve. From the Delaware desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.